sand mining. If you were standing in this location in 1960, there was no foreshore walkway. Lawson Street didn't exist, or buildings. Dunes and swamps extended inland as far as Marble Street and the sports field. Only after the area was mined for rutile and zircon, starting in 1968, was the land developed as you see it now. In 1934, zircon rutile was formed in Byron Bay. This was the first company in the world to recover zircon and rutile commercially from the beach sands. Mining started in 1935 at 7 Mile Beach. Initially, the black sanders manually scraped, dug, concentrated and stockpiled the heavy black sands. They were paid $4.80 for a 44-hour week. They lived in tents near the beach and kept any gold, platinum and tin they recovered. The concentrate was transported to ZRL treatment plant in Johnson Street in Byron Bay, now the site of Woolworths. For 1943, ZRL became the first company in the world to produce separated high-grade rutile and zircon from the mineral sands. These were bagged and exported from Byron Bay to the world. The zircon was used in foundries, ceramics, and enamel industries, and the rutile was used to make white pigments for paint and plastics, and the titanium metals.